Israel backs down from Beirut threat after Trump pressure but continues attacks in southern Lebanon, where 8 people were killed. Under pressure from President Trump, Israel pulled back from threatening to strike Hezbollah in Beirut. It kept operations in the South Lebanon region. New attacks produced casualties as clashes continued. Trump announced a ceasefire with Hezbollah, but Israel pressed ahead. Netanyahu said he would strike Beirut only if Hezbollah halts hostilities. Washington brokered talks move forward as violence persists. 1. Israel drops threat to strike Beirut, but keeps operations in southern Lebanon 2. U.S. pressure pushes for a ceasefire while fighting continues 3. Israel and Hezbollah hold Washington talks for a full ceasefire 4. Civilians and hospitals suffer amid drones and airstrikes 5. Iran warns of wider war if Washington pushes too hard. Israel pulls back from Beirut threat as fighting persists in Lebanon. Immediate developments after pressure from the United States. Israel lowered its threat to strike Hezbollah targets in Beirut, while operations in southern Lebanon continued. The shift in tone appeared limited to the capital. The ground and air campaign in the south remained active. Officials warned that if Hezbollah keeps firing toward Israeli towns, Israel would consider strikes on Beirut's southern suburbs. The move came as Israel conducted its deepest ground incursion in Lebanon in more than 2 decades, though Beirut itself was relatively spared in recent weeks. Casualties and damage. New drone and air attacks in the south caused multiple fatalities. Reports indicate at least 8 people were killed in several strikes on towns and villages, including civilian areas. In one instance, a drone strike hit a vehicle, resulting in the deaths of a dentist and 2 of his children, while other strikes left soldiers and civilians injured. Hospitals and health authorities reported casualties linked to attacks near southern towns and a hospital area, with dozens more injured. The scale and details of casualties varied by source, but the toll on civilians was consistently noted. Diplomatic and regional reactions. During an emergency session of the United Nations Security Council, diplomats urged Israel to withdraw and to avoid widening the fighting. In Washington, U.S. officials reported that Israel and Hezbollah had signaled a mutual halt in hostilities, a development attributed to discussions between Israeli leadership and mediators. Israel's government maintained that the arrangement did not end operations in the south. Lebanese authorities indicated that Hezbollah expressed willingness to accept a U.S.-brokered ceasefire, though the Hezbollah group did not immediately comment on the latest statements from Israeli leadership. Iranian officials and spokespeople warned that any break in talks could jeopardize broader regional negotiations. They also signaled that continuing pressure from Washington on Iran could trigger further regional responses. In Lebanon, authorities noted the ongoing toll of the conflict, with hundreds of thousands displaced since the fighting began earlier in the year. Conclusion. The article documents a fragile shift. Under U.S. pressure, Israel backed away from threatening Beirut while keeping the southern campaign active. It shows that, despite this retreated posture, fighting persists and civilians and hospitals continue to bear the burden, underscoring a precarious humanitarian reality. Diplomatic efforts in Washington and at the United Nations aim to avert a broader war by seeking a ceasefire, even as the region remains unsettled and Iran warns of wider confrontation. Ultimately, the peace emphasizes the need for credible commitments, sustained diplomacy, humanitarian protections, and verifiable enforcement to prevent further escalation and to move toward lasting stability. Frequently asked questions. 1. What did Israel do after Trump pressured? Israel backed down from threatening to strike Beirut, but kept attacks in southern Lebanon. 2. How many people were killed in southern Lebanon? 8 people were killed. 3. What did Trump announce about a ceasefire? He said there was a mutual ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, but Israel kept attacking in the south. 4. What did Netanyahu say about attacking Beirut? He said Israel would not attack Beirut now, but would strike Hezbollah redoubts if they continued hostilities. 5. Where are the talks between Israel and Lebanon taking place? In Washington, for a second round of talks on a full ceasefire.